Hello, world. This is Wichita. The Wichita Eagle, the newspaper of the great Southwest since 1872, once again opens its rich storehouse of history to bring you another story of your city and mine. Come along with us on a trip down memory lane to yesterday. Listen to This is Wichita. The First Federal Quartet opens our show tonight with Stars of the Summer Night. Today, more than ever before, the importance of the newspaper as a contributing factor to the welfare of any community is clearly demonstrated. Although many medias have been fashioned to keep you in touch with the world, the newspaper still excels. Through its well-edited, carefully written columns, the accurate picture of world events is clearly focused before your eyes. It is there in black and white, a permanent record, concise yet comprehensive. Every morning and every evening, the Wichita Eagle comes to your home. The Morning Eagle is the only newspaper published in Wichita that can give you the latest possible sports, news, and stock reports at the earliest possible time. And the Evening Eagle brings you the latest news of the day. Complete and accurate information is always yours, and the price is only 20 cents per week. Just 20 cents for both the Morning and Evening Eagle and the huge Sunday edition. Read the Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family. And now the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, presents the march Loyal Legion by John Philip Sousa. Thank you. curtain rises on another drama of the past, a story of yesterday in Wichita. Tonight, the back files of the Wichita Eagle reveal an interesting chapter in the progress of this city. Tonight, we tell the story of the first Wings Over Wichita. Time is the year 1911, the month of May. The first week of May 1911 offered great excitement to Wichitans, for the Eagle was printing breathtaking stories of the daredevil birdmen who were to stage a three-day flying exposition, an exhibition at Walnut Grove. Very few Wichitans had ever seen an airplane. The town had never known such excitement. Everywhere you turned, there was talk.
The airships are already out of field.
Did you know they travel with 67 miles per hour?
And they say those airplanes weigh 800 pounds and just think they fly.
I wonder if the boss will let us off to go see him.
Oh, I've just got to get off.
Listen, I asked him if I could have today off. And I'd like tomorrow, too. I want every day to see those things. Say, you know this Jimmy Ward that flies one of those planes is only 19 years old? He's the youngest bird man in the world.
And is he a daredevil? Nerves like iron.
He's got to be crazy to go up in one of them.
Oh, boy. Hey, here comes the boss. We better get busy, boss.
Well, there's no need to get suddenly busy just because I appear. What am I running, a store or a club room?
Oh, sorry, sir. We were just talking about...
Yes, about airplanes. For the last 2 weeks, all I've heard is airplanes. There's something else in the world, you know.
But all this excitement, this thing only happens to a town once. Did you know that they may try to make a long-distance flight to Newton?
Oh, nonsense. Why, they wouldn't dare. Well, that's over 30 miles from here. That's too far for any one of those things
to fly. Oh, no, sir. I beg your pardon, sir. But they've flown airplanes as far as 117 miles.
Yes, sir. The world's record's 117 miles. And you know they've gone as high as 9,714 feet in the air?
That's right. Yeah. I read it in the paper. Do you know they'll have four of those planes out there at the field?
No. I thought it was three.
No, sir. It's four. The youngest aviator is Jimmy Ward. You read about when he was flying down south?
Yeah, I read that. Yeah, quite a daredevil, all right. Yeah, I suppose he'll be out here trying to break some
more
records.
Oh, yes, sir. You can bet. They're going to try. Say, that sure's going to be something great to see. You know, there are 50 horsepower motors they've got, and 8 cylinders, too.
Yeah, the engine weighs about 250 pounds, I understand. Hey, and did you know that...
I beg your pardon, but is there anyone in this store willing to wait on a customer?
Sorry, madam. Certainly,
I've been waiting for 15 minutes, but apparently all you do is talk.
I quite agree with you. Come, everybody. This must stop. From now on, I strictly forbid any talk of airplanes during business hours. Wait on this lady. Come on. Get to work. Wait on. Flying airplanes. People, aviators. All I hear. Any airplane. Miss Gray, I'm going to dictate some letters. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Very well. First one goes to Brian and Hellman in St. Louis. Yes, sir. Come in.
Excuse me, sir.
Come. State your business. Anything wrong down in your department?
Oh, no, sir. No, everything's all right. I was just wondering if I could get off tomorrow to go to the airplane next...
I should say not. Get back to your department or look for your final check.
Yes, sir.
Have all the nerve. That's the fourth one of my clerks asking to get off for that airplane exhibition. I may as well close up my store. All they do is talk about the things all day, and now they want to get off to... Well, come in.
Well, you needn't snap my head off. You sound like an old bear.
Oh, hello, Lucy. Sit down and make yourself comfortable. I can't get away for a while. I want to dictate some letters.
Well, don't let your wife stop you. I can wait. The girl's come in the office yet?
No, not so far. Oh, but what is all this? Why is my entire family moving into my office today?
Oh, you will find out. We have a surprise for you.
Oh, great day. That means I'm going to have to write a check.
That's right, hubby dear. Yeah. And a big one. $1,840 payable to the Wichita Motor Company.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen here, Lucy. I thought we had that settled. I'm not, capital N-O-T, not going to buy an automobile.
Now, John, don't let your blood boil. We're going to have an automobile. In fact, we already have one. I just bought it. All you have to do is write a check.
Oh, well, I'll talk about that later. Now, don't bother me. I've got to get these letters off. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, yes. Bryan, and Hellman, St. Louis. Hey. Now, if that's one of my clerks wanting to get off for that airplane business, I'll fire him. Come in. Well, what do you want, James? Did you get those ads ready for tomorrow's paper?
Yes, sir. They're all ready, and... Say, I was just wondering if I could get off tomorrow on account of this airplane.
Scott, you too? James, you're the best man in my concern, but so help me, you're fired.
Oh, John, you can't do that.
I said the next one of my employees that came in here and asked to get off for that airplane exhibition was fired, and that's final.
Oh, but John, you can't fire James.
And just why can't I fire James?
Because he's going to marry your daughter.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Dunn.
Don't mention it, James. And by the way, I wonder if you'd mind giving my husband some driving lessons. Mm. We just bought a Chalmers touring car.
Why, I'd be tickled to death. Say, that's great. We could drive it out to Walnut Grove tomorrow to see the airplane.
Oh, airplane. There it goes again. Now, look, James, you know I think a lot of you. And I want you to stay in the business. But why can't you keep your mind on the business? Now, you've got a fine future here. And all you have to do is work, be sensible. Someday
I'll own part of the store, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Rund. But somehow or other, my heart isn't in this.
What? You mean you want to do something else?
Well, yes, sir. I've been intending to talk to you about it before, but, well, I just never got around to it again.
Well, now just what do you have in mind for yourself?
Well, I don't know.
Now, that's nice and definite, isn't it? You want to do something, but you don't know what it is. Oh, what sort of nonsense is this anyway? Now you get back down there on the floor and get that idea of getting off tomorrow out of your head. I've got a store to run, and I'm going to run it in spite of all the airplanes the Wright brothers can build.
Oh, but these aren't Wright brothers planes. These are Curtis planes. You know, they've got a V-type motor in them. Makes 1,200 revolutions a minute. Say, I guess they can really go.
Yeah, I know. It'll make 67 miles an hour or more.
You know that last week this young Jimmy Ward went up over 9,000 feet in the air?
Oh, well, that isn't a record.
No, of course not. The present world's record is 9,714
feet. No, the world's record is 9,740 feet.
Oh, no, 9,714
feet. Oh, you've got it all.
Right, Father. It's 9,714 feet. Hello, darling. No. Did Father say you could get off tomorrow?
Well, he hasn't yet.
Oh, Father, you've got to let James off. Everybody's going to this exhibition. Why, it's the greatest thing that ever happened. Why, do you know that they're going to...
Yes, I know all about it. It's all I've heard for the last month. Now, look here, Louise. I'm running a store. That's how I make my money.
Well, Father, you can make money after the Birdman is gone.
Yes, don't be unreasonable, John. Let's all plan to go tomorrow.
No, I'm not
leave
going
early.
To...
James will help drive the new car, and we'd better fix a picnic lunch. I know there'll be a mob. By the way, Louise, have you seen your sister?
Why, no, Mother. She said she's coming up to the office as soon as she got through the dressmaker.
Good. I want us all to be here so we can take a ride in the new car.
New car. Airplanes. Oh, what a day. Everybody wanting to get off. My daughter in love with a man who doesn't know what he wants to do. That isn't a burden of trouble.
And you've got more to come, darling. We've got one real problem.
Now, what's that?
It's your youngest daughter. I think she's going to shop the town.
So do I. Mother, I'm worried about her.
Oh, maybe she'll listen to reason. I hope.
Well, what is it? What has Joan done now?
Well, Father, Joan wants to wear pants.
What? Pants?
Yes, they're called Turkish trousers. It's the latest style from Paris.
There was a picture of them in Eagle Sunday. It's a new dress that they call the aviation costume.
But I think that's just a little too daring for Wichita. I can't quite relish the idea of my daughter wearing Turkish trousers on the street.
Pants. Great guns. My daughter wearing pants. Yeah. Well, it serves me right, I suppose. Let my wife wear the pants in this family, so why not my daughter's?
Oh, John, don't be such an old bore. Get those letters done so we can go for a ride.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Dad.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Joan, what is it?
Oh, Mother, I've seen him, and he's just darling. He's the cutest thing. Why, Mother, you have no idea.
Oh, Joan, what are you talking about?
Jimmy Ward, the aviator. Oh, Mother, he's wonderful. He's young and, oh, so brave. And, Mother, I saw him almost as close as I'm talking to you.
Oh, glory be. Now, look here, Joan. Are you starting another one of your famous crushes?
Well, this isn't just another. Father, he's the most wonderful young man.
It depends on me. I heard those same words about a certain actor in Barney Wolf's book. Something.
Oh, sis, don't even talk about actors and aviators in the same breath. We just got to go to Walnut Grove tomorrow. I'll go if I have to walk. Father, we are going, aren't we?
Oh, yes, of course. I give up. I'll go out of self-protection. Come in.
Sir, I was just wondering if I could get off tomorrow to go
Yes, yes, yes. Take the whole day off. Tell everybody to take the whole day off. The store's closed tomorrow.
Really, sir? You mean it?
Yes. Get out of here. Well, tell everybody, no work tomorrow. Why try to run a store when the town's got airplanes?
Now you see, Mr. Rund, there's really nothing to running an automobile. These Chalmers cars are the very latest and the best thing.
I still say I'd rather drive a horse and buggy.
Oh, John, don't be so old-fashioned.
Well, we better hurry and get started if we're going.
Yes, and we don't want to get there too late or we won't find any place to watch the aeroplanes. Quick, James, do whatever you have to do to make this start.
All right. It'll have to be cranked. Would you mind cranking it, Mr. Rund?
Huh?
Just grab that crank there and turn it around.
No, all right. Now, don't let this contraption run over me.
Oh, no danger of that. Just crank it. It'll start right off.
All right. How long do I have to do this?
Until you hear it start popping.
Oh, all right.
Give it time. It'll start in a minute.
Well, if it don't, I'll be worn out. Oh, why did we get this? Confound it, I'll yank it to pieces. Oh, my arm. Broken.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Did it kick you?
Oh, did it kick me?
I'll crank it. You just sit in there by the wheel and hold that spark down.
All right.
Here, get right in here.
Yeah.
Now, don't be afraid.
Oh, right, my arm. Oh, it's broke. I bet it's broken.
Oh, don't be a baby, John. Your arm's not broken. Now, hold on to the wheel and do what James tells you.
Yes, don't touch anything else.
All right.
I'll get it cranked. Here we go.
Hey, look out! Hey, it's moving. Hey, what do I do now?
Father, you almost ran over James.
Oh, good night. I don't know how to handle this thing. Hey, James, get out of here and get a hold of this wheel. Hurry up.
Hang on. Hurry, Edge. Excuse me, Harry. I got the wheel.
Oh, you can
all right now.
Oh, look out. We're going to hit that tree.
Oh, missed. Well, we're off now. Great thing, the automobile. Everybody hold on now. I'm going to do about 20 miles an hour.
Look at that crowd. Did you ever see so many people?
This is going to be a fright. Where did they all come from anyway?
From everywhere, Father. You don't realize how great this is.
I can't realize anything now. I'm worn out. My arm's sore and my back's sore. Oh, what a day.
Too bad we had that blowout. We've gotten here a lot sooner.
We should have used good sense and did like Joan. She took the inner urban.
Yes, she would. She left at 9 o'clock this morning. I must call her down for that.
Yes, Mother, I'm so afraid she'll make a little fool of herself. You know how she is when there are famous people around.
Well, let's try to get near the aeroplanes. We just as well leave the car and walk. Oh, this crowd.
I'm going to take off my coat. Sun's blistering me. Oh, we'll never be able to push through this crowd.
Oh, yes, we will. Just follow me. Come on, hold on to my arm, Louise.
Look out.
We'll get through.
We made it. Oh, look, there they are, Father.
Well, I'll be. Is that what everybody's been raving about?
Not much to them. They look so flimsy.
Sure, they have to make them as light as they can. Ah, they're wonderful.
Do you mean to say that there are people foolish enough to go up in one of those things?
Well, sure there are.
Mother, look, there's Joan. Yeah. And she's talking to one of the aviators.
Yes, I see her. Joan! Come on, I must go over there and see what she's doing.
Sorry, lady, but you can't come any closer. We're going to start the exhibition in a minute.
But I want to see my daughter.
Sorry, you can't get any closer now.
Look out, they're starting.
Get back, everybody. What's your
dresses,
lady?
Oh, my dress, John. Help me hold it. Oh, it's going off of my head.
Come on. Get out of the way.
Come on.
Get out of the way.
Oh,
mercy.
Why, that's just like a cyclone. They just whirled my dress up like it was a balloon.
Oh, a fine thing. We come out here to see airplanes, and you have to put on a show yourself.
Oh, hush, John. You needn't embarrass me further.
Oh, is he going up in the air now?
Yes, he has to make a run first. There he goes.
Oh, he is! He is!
No, no. He isn't. We stopped. Something must be wrong.
I thought so. It's a fake. He didn't even get off the ground.
Oh, he just had trouble. Yeah. Look, he's going to start over. See? They're rolling his plane back now.
I don't know. Those things will never amount to much or not.
Oh, well, Father, we know they have flown. We read about it all the time.
Yeah, but I can't get over the idea that it isn't safe.
Here he goes now. You'll make it this time.
Oh, look, he is. What if he hits those trees?
He's got to get up there before he does, or it's too bad for him.
Oh, James, it's rising. It's going up.
Oh, John, look, it is.
A great Scott. Why, the thing does fly.
But he'll get above those trees before it's too late.
Oh, James, he isn't going to make it.
He's going to hit those trees.
Oh,
get up. I can't
look. Get up there. Oh, God.
Oh, he hit the top branch. Oh, did you fall?
Look, you can see a branch of a tree hanging on his wheel there.
Come on, Mother, he isn't
here. Oh, I never thought it would be this exciting.
Look, the tree branch has fallen off his wheel. He's up in the air. He made it.
And so Wichita's first great flying exhibition got off for a thrilling start. Those who came for a thrill got their money's worth. The crude and flimsy planes flown by four pioneer daredevils, Eugene Ely, R.C. St. Henry, C.C. Whitmer, and Jimmy Ward, gave Wichita the thrill of its life. Soaring to great heights, zooming down and skimming over the heads of the crowd.
Hey, look out! He's going to hit us! Come on, stop again!
And so throughout the day, the daring birdmen kept the gaping crowd in awe. One moment they were cheering. The next moment they were silent, gulping with fear. There was a torturous few moments when Jimmy Ward's airplane motor suddenly stopped while he was far above the...
What will he do?
Maybe he can fly to Earth. I've heard of it being done.
He'll be killed. I know he will.
Oh, no.
Maybe not. Look, he's still gliding. Oh, if he can just make that field. He's falling faster and faster.
Oh, he's going to land in that field where all those people are. They'll all be killed.
Oh, Mother. Mother's fainted. Father. Oh, James, Father's fainted too.
I'll take care of him in a minute. Watch this, Louise. Look, he's going to miss the crowd and land out of the field. Louise. He made it. He made it. He's saved.
And so the first big day of Wichita's first aircraft exhibition came to a close. Weary Wichitans untangled their automobiles and horses and buggies and somehow dragged themselves home. Tired, weak, and just a little speechless. Like people who have seen something that they just couldn't see.
Oh, what a day. Lucy, I can't hardly move my neck.
Well, neither can I. Oh, my head aches.
Me for a bed.
Oh,
I'm worn out.
You can't go to bed. John isn't home yet. It's nearly 9:00.
Oh, great guns. What's that girl doing?
I don't know. I didn't worry for a while, but this is late. We and James have driven back to the Grove. No telling what Joan's likely to do. She's such a hero worshiper. Oh, there's someone now. Oh, I hope it's them.
Louise, is that you? Oh, Joan.
Yes, Mother, we found her. Come on in, James.
Sure. Oh, Joan. What in the world do you mean by not coming home before this? Where have you been? What have you done?
Well, oh, Mother.
Oh, Joan, what is it?
Oh, it's just too awful for words.
Her heart's broken, Mother. She'll never be the same.
Oh, Joan, what is it?
Oh, Mother, that cute, darling, daring young Amy.
What?
Jimmy Ward.
Well, what about him?
Oh, Mother, he's married.
Well, thank heavens for that. Now, you get upstairs to bed. Young lady, if I wasn't so worn out, I'd turn you over my knee. Now, scat, here, go on. Paul. Run up there. Hurry up.
Oh. Poor Jones. But I guess you wasn't the only one who got a crush on the aviators. They say girls nearly tried to mob that Jimmy Ward. If I were his wife, I'd start pulling hair, I think.
Oh, no, Louise. You don't want to do that. Listen, honey. You got to get used to it.
Used to it? What do you mean, James?
Because that's what I'm going to be. Last, I found what I want in life.
James, you mean you want to fly?
That's it, Louise. That's my life. Mr. Rond, I told you this afternoon I wanted to do something besides work in a store, but I didn't know what it was that I wanted. Now I do. What we saw today is the greatest thing that ever happened to the world.
Oh, nonsense. It's all just a show. There's no real use for those contraptions.
Oh, yes, there is. We're going to make those planes better, bigger, greater. There's a future in aviation, a great future, and I'm going to get in on the start.
You're crazy.
Think so? Well, I don't. We've waited centuries for a chance to get off the Earth. At last, it's been done. Man's conquered another part of the world. We're no longer earthbound. Time will come when airplanes won't even be a novelty. Why, you'll see the day when you won't even look up, when planes fly all over the sky. You'll hear them every day over your head. You won't even notice them. There'll be plenty of them everywhere.
In this town?
Yes, in this town. We saw our first wings over Wichita today, but there'll be more, 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 more wings over Wichita.
Curtain falls on the story of the first airplanes in Wichita. This great exhibition, staged by Mr. O.A. Boyle of this city, brought inspiration to young and old alike on that warm, dusty day in Walnut Grove in the month of May, 1911, when we saw the first wings over Wichita. Eagle dedicates tonight's program to Southwestern Air Convention, which will be held here in this city April 24th, 25th, and 26th. All of the stories written of the progress of this city, the Wichita Eagle, is the proudest of the story of Wichita, the air capital. Now, this is Vernon Reed inviting you to listen again to next Sunday, another drama of This is Wichita.